weeping and weeping.
And the harsh skanda and weeping, heart melted at that. Then he is to see and used to joke him. Really is not Brahma. You cannot realize Brahma. You are like a woman weeping and doing so. This practice is not good for realizing Brahma. You should try to realize Brahma and you should see that I am Brahman. He used to tell that those who want to be Brahma, they will go to hell. Ramananda. But he could not understand. When he realized that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not other than Krishna, and he has to come to give Krishna praying, then he knew that, oh, he is Krishna. And then he told, realized that, oh, Rai Ramananda is so high, I cannot touch his lotus feet also. I am not able to touch. I am not qualified to understand him. Great devotees can not realize who was the Rai Ramananda. He was so high class. So he told and prayed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you will go to South India, you should surely meet Rai Ramananda. Oh boy, you should be calm and quiet in your father's lap. Don't disturb. Try to understand. But now I have begun. What to do? I began to tell about Rai Ramananda. But time is over. So tomorrow we will
Yes, tomorrow there's no program outside.
So, very little. You can tell after that. Oh, myself. Then he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should surely meet him. At first I used to know him as a mad person. But now I'm seeing by your grace that he is topmost Vaishnava. And not topmost, he is also so rushy. You'll be very glad to meet him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. This is outward reason, but external reason. But internal reason was that he has made up his mind at first that I should meet there and I should go in the school of Vishakha, that is Rai Ramananda, and there I will learn so much and then I will be qualified to realize Krishna and Srimati Radha. So anyhow, he went to the school as a student. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they met, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken bath and he was sitting on the bank of Godavari River. Godavari River is a very sacred river. She is like Lakshmi. So she was sitting there like this. What he was thinking? When Rai Ramananda came, then I will know the greatness of Srimati Radhika and how I will have the heart of the Srimati Radhika. At once, with this very crowd, much crowd, surrounded by so many learned scholar Sanskrit pandits reciting Ved mantras, and with a drum, he was coming in palki. Palki, you know?
Palanquin.
as a king. Kisha, when he put up his all these things and wanted to take bath, Kisha nearby, not nearby so, but far away some. A Bal Sanyasi. Bal Sanyasi means?
Oh, yeah.
Bal Sanyasi. Bal means?
Young.
Young
Sanyasi.
Very Kishore. No. Sanyasi is there. Bal Sanyasi. I'm sitting. I'm meditating something. Lots and lots sun rays will be down from there. He was astonished. Who is he? Who is he? He was so much attracted. But he was fearing from the Pandit's crowds that what they will tell, that being a Shudra, Shudra you know, being a Shudra, and he is going to a Brahmin Sannyasi. He wanted that I should not go. But his heart was so stolen and attracted that he could not check himself. He took birth off in the river and he told the Brahmins to wait for me 15 minutes. I am coming. And just he kept his crown and Rajakiya Vastra clothes.
Royal dress.
He kept there. And having one dhoti wrapped here and like a beggar. He went there. And he went there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened his eyes and saw it was. Both two netra became four. Understand? Four eyes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, who are you? Are you Ramanam? Raya Ramanam? I am so being in, I am not Raya Ramanam, but I am your
servant.
Raya Ramanam. Shudra, I am Shudra. I am so
fallen.
Wretched and fallen. But how you knew? He knew. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He at once embraced him. Ramananda was saying that he has embraced me, a Brahmin Sannyasi, very beautiful Sannyasi, rays are coming and Prem Dhara is, Prem Dhara means
tears
are coming so much, all hairs are standing, heart is melting and my heart is also melting by touching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he also began to weep and he embraced and both fell down on the earth and rolled. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then after some time, both came in senses and began to talk. I will tell this dog, very sweet dogs. I will say, other day. You like this?
Yes.
Very good. This is bhakti. And this will take you to Raganuga bhakti at once, without any delay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, and all our Goswami has done. You see, grow a very deep greed in you to know all these things. So Chaitanya Chaitanya has written all these things. Even not in Srimad Bhagavat we can find. What is Srimad Bhagavat? Chaitanya Chaitanya has explained what is Srimad Bhagavat. Who was Krishna? Who is Krishna? Who is Radha? What is Prem? What is Leela? What is the, all these things? How can I have service? I want to explain you. Adau saddha tata sadhu sanga ata bhajan kriya tato anartha nivritti syat tato nishtha ruchis tata bhavo prema bhudanchati iti sadhaka namya pravdurbhave bhavatkrama. Eight stages of Raghavananda has just said, all things in to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghavananda is asking, questioning, and he is answering. I like to describe this Raghavananda Sambhava in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sanatana Siksha, Roop Siksha, Rath Jatra Prasanga, this Prasanga, what I am telling now, Raya Ramananda Sambhava. And fourth chapter of Adi Chaitanya Sutra are jewels of present. Just to try to deeply immerse in all this. Then we can realize who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for what purposes he has come to the earth. So we should like to give all these things tomorrow in morning session, morning class. Not one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, we can hear. And then we can hear. This is true of faith. Gaur Premanande Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Come on. Very little, little. Who has prepared?
Yeah,
it's there.
Jab Karat.
Come on, come on.
This is made by Jab Karat.
Huh?
Jab Karat.
Jab
Karat. Jab Karat. Jab Karat.
Jab Karat. Jab
Karat.
Jab Karat.
Jab Karat.
Jab Karat.
Jab Karat.
Jab
Karat. I expect Jai Bharat.
This is Jai Bharat.
Gurudev? This is a very close friend of mine. His name is Gopinath Guru. He's come from France, and he's been waiting to meet you for a long time.
Also, I want to meet him. I like devotees like so qualified like him.
कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो बन्धाकल्पसर्गस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदनाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरव्ये First I bow down to the lotus feet of my Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyana Kesava Goswami. And then I bow down to Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who came first from India to all Western countries. And he made platform for Bhakti Yoga. And then I welcome the whole audience Vaishnav and others, my friends, sisters and daughters. I am not a yogi, but I want to become a yogi. I am a hot dust of yogis, of the yogis. First of all, I want to tell what is the present problem for the whole world. We know that wonderful invention has been made from cooking department to medical department, especially going here and there, communication, transportation. Also, so many things have been invented that whole world has become in our hands. We can go from one part to last part of this earth and very quickly, and we can talk each other, one zone to another zone, from north to pole to south pole. We can see playing football in India, which is going on in Germany or anywhere in England. We can see that inventions are so marvelous. If any part of body is rotten, heart can also be given there. New brain also can be given. So these are the very wonderful inventions of the Vaidyanik, the scientists of the world. There is a very back throat of the inventor. You see that all the inventions are going. We don't destroy whole world in a minute, in a second.
You see that all these are happening.
This, we are thinking that we have developed our science and all other things, but we have lost something.
We denken dat we qua wetenschap enorm tekort.
What thing we have lost? Love to each other.
Wat hebben we verloren? De liefde en affectie voor elkaar.
Everyone is not a vishwasmaker. Believing each other.
Niemand vertrouwt op hem.
Husband has a separate account in bank. Daughter has separate account in bank. Children have separate from account from beginning.
The
husband and wife have also separate accounts, not believing each other. No frame like this. We see that the bad effect of this, that at first we have seen in India about 50 years before or 60 years before, so much love and affection to each other, no account separate, and loving each other, loving animals, trees, what to tell our father, mother and all relatives. We have seen in India, in Calcutta, in Delhi, in Bombay, in route so much crowd, roads are so much crowded. Less and less persons are going each other.
So much rush.
But if anyone falls down, none are there to pick up them. Civilization, we see that prem has gone away. hankering for gratification of senses are coming, but anyone is not happy. This is the problem of this civilization. We are not loving each other. We are loving dogs, cows, and all other animals, creepers, but we are not attached to our loving persons, because we know that they will cheat us.
You know that the hotel, the hotel in America, that the nurses also have affection, still in healthcare, and they are older, and that is the deal, but in India, so now, in the school. And what the hieruit begrijp ik dat de mensen elkaar niet meer vertrouwen.
The things have come down, so come down, that we can believe dogs, they will not cheat us, cow will not cheat us, but we cannot have faith on the persons around us. We are quite helpless there. So, we have some faith on animals like dogs and all others, but not together. We are seeing that all are fighting. I am seeing that even today, war is going on in some countries, and cold war is so much. So the problem of this civilization is that we have no prem at all to each other. What to tell to God? If you have the prem, love, affection for Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can have love to each other.
We see that what we seek and what we seek, the allerhoogste persoonlijkheid van God.
The same problem came before 5,000 years at the time of Krishna.
Hetzelfde probleem vinden we terug 5000 jaar geleden ten tijde van Krishna op deze aarde.
Krishna has never come to make fight each other. He has not come for Mahabharata to teach persons to fight for reputation, for wealth, for anything.
Krishna is niet gekomen om ons te leren hoe we met elkaar moeten vechten, maar hoe we onze reputatie moeten opbouwen, zoals we dat zien.
He has descended only for establishing love, affection to all hearts. This was the thing.
De reden waarom Krishna gekomen is om onze liefde te geven voor iedereen, liefde die echt vanuit het hart komt.
When Krishna came, all were they are fighting for name, fame, wealth, reputation, first of all women, for sense gratifications, for lust, for all these things.
When Krishna verscheen, bij de Vyadeva was iedereen zorg om zijn eigen naam, fame, reputatie, en hoe die zijn zin daarvoor kon betreden door met name de zinsobjecten.